Hello, everyone. I'm here with my bestie, Sawyer DeClean.
What's up, guys?
I'm sure you all know Sawyer. If you know me, you know Sawyer. We're a little duo. We're a little...
I don't have a word for it.
I don't either. I was going to list off some more, but we won't be doing that. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good right now. My teeth are healing. I recently got my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, I didn't even think of that when I asked you to do this.
Yeah, well, I'm good now. I had some McDonald's before I came here, so that was my final test to see if I could actually eat real foods.
What'd you order?
Nuggies. Nuggies and fries.
The use.
Number six.
I haven't had McDonald's in a minute, but I'm trying Popeyes tomorrow night.
Really?
I've never had it. Have you?
No, never. I heard you have to, like, wait in line forever there.
My brother told me that you can just download the app and pre-order it, and they'll tell you when to pick it up. And then you can just go into the lobby and grab it.
Oh, that's way better.
So I'm going to do that for dinner tomorrow with my father.
Nice.
What should we start with? We can do a little recap on our friendship of many years. I don't remember when we became friends, quite honestly.
I remember it. It started in sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
We were in the, I was in the Challenger house and you were in the Franklin.
Yeah, I think that was sixth grade. I don't remember what grade the houses
and
were.
We would pass each other in the hallways of Lionville. And I spelled my name wrong one time with you and Grace Stewart present.
Yeah, I do remember.
I spelled it S-O-W-E-R-Y.
Sorry. I do remember that. Oh, that was so
And
beautiful.
You and Grace made fun of me, so I had to come up with ones for you guys. So I called you Stevie and Grassy.
I remember that now. Oh, that was our, like, meeting, though?
Mm-hmm.
Like, our
I think
start?
So.
I didn't know that. Yeah, we've been friends. How long ago was that then? Sixth grade? Now we're in, like,
14th, 15th
grade? That's insane.
I think it's, like, 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, we've seen each other at our worst phases of life.
Yeah, we have.
We were literally so fugly. We looked like little trolls. Up until about...
The only time I ever started looking acceptable was junior year when I got my hair cut.
We forced Sawyer to get his hair cut. If you don't know this, Sawyer had, like, long... How would you describe it? It wasn't like a flow. It was just kind of like grown out hair.
Yeah, it had no style to it.
Yeah, there wasn't really a vibe. And his hair's thick. So there was just a lot of it going on. And it kind of like curled up at the end. And everyone was just so used to the hair. Like, it was just Sawyer's thing. And then did Emily make you cut it for prom?
Yeah,
he took our other best friend Emily to prom. And she's like, you got to cut your hair. Like, this is the time to do it. It'll look bomb in pictures. So we did it. And now it's iconic. Everyone was like amazed.
It was a great day.
Yeah.
It really was. When I came home, I was just like, I took a selfie the first thing I did when I got home.
Yeah, I remember. Is it still up on Instagram?
Yeah. I've never deleted a post on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Because there's ugly ones of me in the troll phase. You also didn't always have glasses.
Yeah, that's true. I should have had glasses since like first grade. But I just never did because I thought I looked bad in them.
I look back at pictures from before you had glasses, and I'm like, why do you look so, like, strange? And it's because you're not wearing glasses. Mm-hmm. I never see you without them. It's, like, weird seeing you without glasses.
Yeah, everybody says that. I take them off at work to, like, polish them, and then everybody's like, who's that guy?
That's iconic. But, yeah, we've been besties forever. We've spent holidays, weddings... Dances,
the whole
birthdays,
shebang.
Everything together. We know everything about each other, pretty much.
A little too much.
Yeah, sometimes we overshare, but it's fine. So it's coming to an end of the year. And at the end of every year, everyone's Instagram and Snapchat is flooded with who they listen to. On their Spotify Wrapped or their Apple Replay. And a lot of people don't know that Apple does have the same shit as Spotify.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more elite, clearly, because rich people have Apple Music and poor people have Spotify.
Yep.
And me and Sawyer are rich, obviously. We're not embarrassing. So we send each other our Apple replays every year or talk about them. Or I think this is our second year doing it. And I get a text randomly from Sawyer. And it's his Apple replay. And I gasped when I saw it. Like, I physically was like, oh, no way. I thought it was a joke.
It's pretty bad.
It's pretty bad. His most played song.
For the third year in a row, my most played song is Hello by Adele. I just can't stop listening to it.
I don't get it. Like, the song's not bad, but it came out. When did it come out?
It came out in, like, 2014.
Yeah. And, like, everyone knows it. Everyone probably knows all the words. But it's not something, like, you repeatedly put on. Like, I don't get in the car and I'm like, I really need to hear Hello by Adele. Does it tell you how many times you listen to it?
It's 65. 65 times.
65 times. I probably listen to it on accident twice a year. At like a store or the radio. Like, I would never Google it and click on it.
I just don't get tired of music. Yeah, I don't know why.
He listens to the same things.
I've been listening to Bohemian Rhapsody for like 7 years or something like
yeah,
that.
I can get behind that, but it's not like super frequent. You probably listen to it more than I do. And the rest of the Spotify or the Apple replay is Glee.
Yep. It's all Glee. From 2 to 11, it's Glee. From 13 all the way to 21, it's Glee. And then pretty much all the way to like 50, it's the entire Glee soundtrack. With a few hits in there, like Dance Monkey. And She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. There's only a few outliers. It's mostly Glee.
I don't think I've ever heard a Glee song.
You had to have.
Well, from you maybe, but I didn't pay attention.
Sixth grade, Mrs. Block teaching us Lean on Me by that was Glee. Yeah.
I didn't know that was Glee. Mm-hmm. That was an intense performance. She had us like harmonizing and shit.
Yeah, I was there for it.
I liked it, I'm pretty sure. But also, I wasn't really a big choir kid. You're more of the singer vibe.
Yeah, I like to sing.
But the Apple Wrapped was just, the Apple replay was just too much for me to handle. Did you have any what's that movie called?
Greatest Showman?
No, but we'll get to that. The other singing movie where they have the rip-offs.
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect, was that in there?
That's in there, but not quite as much. That's like in the 60s.
I know you definitely love Pitch Perfect. I've seen the movies with you in theaters.
But you hate them.
I wouldn't say I hate them. I was talking about this recently. I could see them once and be fine with it. And some parts are, like, silly, but it's not something I'd be like, oh, we should put on Pitch Perfect right now. And I don't go back and listen to the songs. My roommates,
everybody likes my roommates Pitch Perfect.
Like the songs, too. I'm just not a big, like, singing person, unless it's High School Musical.
I guarantee if you put on the Pitch Perfect 1 riff off, everybody's going to sing along.
It's kind of vibey. I do agree, but it's not something I would, like, play.
Oh, you're so fun, you're so funny, blah, blah, blah.
I just remember the sex one. But I would be forced to go see it.
Well, they're done making them now. Are you happy?
They're done?
Yeah.
Oh. Bummer. We also saw The Greatest Showman, and Sawyer was obsessed. Still is probably obsessed, I imagine.
Still listen to him a lot.
The songs were fucking torturous to me. I heard them constantly because it's all Sawyer would play.
They're so good.
No, they're not. I can't get behind it.
Oh, the whole soundtrack hit the Billboard charts. Like a truck.
Oh, no. Recently, me and my boyfriend Mike and Sawyer were hanging out, and somehow music got brought up. And I was just, like, being annoying, and I told Sawyer that Mike only listens to NLE Choppa. Which isn't true. It was a lie, but that's how I perceive his music taste. And he still, like, brings it up and gets, like, mad. He's like, I can't believe you told Sawyer that I listen to Annalene Choppa.
I'm gonna bug him about it for the rest of his life.
He kind of does, but whatever. He denies it.
You just have to catch him on video. He'll be in his bedroom, and you just walk in recording as he's dancing to NLE Chopper.
Yeah. All through high school, I'd say that there were a decent amount of parties. We were, like, partiers. I was a partier, for sure.
I was not.
Me and my girlies would go partying. Sawyer, on the other hand, he's more of a homebody.
Mm-hmm.
He just always vibed, but we'd bring him to parties, and he never, like, drank or anything. But he was always, like, having the best time anyway. And he's always the star of the show. And I don't know. I'd say you're still pretty social.
Yeah, I was a little bit of an attention whore.
Yeah, and everyone loved you.
I would dance.
He would dance. He would do little funny things. He didn't need alcohol to have fun like the rest of us. And for some reason, I don't remember how this went. You probably remember better than I do. But I think it was junior year of high school. And Sawyer's parents were gone for the weekend.
Yeah.
And we were like, Sawyer, we should throw a party. And Sawyer's never drank alcohol, like, has never, like, done anything crazy. And he did, but how did you agree to that? How did we get you to agree?
It was basically just you and Emily, like, gangbanging me, pretty much.
That is what me and Emily do. We do peer pressure. We do a little gangbanging.
But, I give in to peer pressure too easy.
Yeah, Sawyer's too nice. I tell him this all the time. I'm like, you can say no. Like, you can literally, like, be mean to us. We don't care. But we did convince him to throw the party. And when I tell you, this party was fucking massive.
It turned out way bigger than I expected.
I didn't think it would be that big. It was literally the most fun ever. It was Sawyer's first time drinking. Mm-hmm. Everyone was having so much fun. A lot of weird shit happened. There were some, like, randoms there that we didn't want there, and we had to, like, get people to get them, like, out. But there was this girl, I won't say who it was, but she showed up, and she's younger than us, I think. And I don't know who she came with. She just kind of showed up. And we, like, weren't friends with her. I don't think I've ever talked to her before. But she was, like, really drunk and coming up to, like, everyone and just, like, being, like, how, like, drunk girls are, just, like, really, like, friendly and loud and, like,
too friendly.
Yeah, like, lovey-dovey, basically. And she was drinking and being weird, and then all of a sudden she was, like, in the hallway to go to the bathroom, but someone was in the bathroom and the door was shut and locked. And she must have had to puke.
Oh, my God.
And instead of going outside, there's a door to get outside right next to the bathroom.
7 feet away.
She literally projectile vomits onto the whole bathroom wall or door. It was chunky and so gross. And then she just, like, kind of stood there.
She was just looking.
She was just looking. We were all just like, like, what the fuck? I don't even know if she cleaned it up or someone else had to do it or.
I have no idea.
I think she left after. I really, like, don't remember. I just remember the puke.
Yep.
On the door.
She painted the whole thing.
Yeah. And then I went to bed at whatever time it was. But the night went on for the whole night. And there was a party number two, so I might be getting stories mixed up, but they were both the same party, essentially, just a year apart. Like, all the same people, all the same shit. Like, it wasn't anything crazy, but this other guy that we're friends with decided to, like, take his pants off and start pissing all over Sawyer's couch.
Oh, well, he didn't take his pants off. He just soiled himself.
Oh, he just peed his pants on your couch?
Wait, no, you're right. He did just stand up and whip that thing out.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened. That's what I heard.
Yeah,
I was asleep for this.
I was down there.
And I'm pretty sure someone was like, there was a reason why he did it. I don't remember why, though, but it was like a really dumb reason. Someone was like, oh, of course he's going to do that.
Oh, no, you're thinking of a different one. So the first one was E, with the couch. And then the second one was Jay. And he, what happened with him was I was in my room laying in bed, and this guy is across the hall from me, and he starts peeing on my dad's office floor, which was my younger brother's bedroom at the time. So he just starts peeing on the floor. And then he, with his wiener still in hand, he walks over into my bedroom and he just about pees in my mouth, and we have to stop him. I had Emily right next to me.
What? I didn't know this.
Yeah. And we had to stop him. And then the reason why, we took him down to his friends, and they said that, were his socks on? And I was like, yeah, socks were on. And then they were like, well, of course he's going to pee everywhere. He has his socks on.
That's what it was.
How am I supposed to know that he pees when he has his socks on?
So who peed first, him or E?
I think it was E first.
I don't get it.
I don't either. It is the most bizarre thing ever. How can having your socks on dictate whether or not you understand restrooms?
I'm peeing all over the couch. Like, it soaks into the cushion.
And then he laid on it.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. Men just like to pee their pants when they're drunk.
That's how my mom figured out we had a party. It was because of the couch.
Really? That's how it was?
She smelled it. And I was like, maybe it's a dog. And she was like, no, that's human pee.
How would she know?
She deals with a lot of pee.
I know, but she has a daycare, so maybe one of the daycare kids peed.
It was a lot of pee.
Oh my God, that's... Did your parents get mad? I don't even remember. I feel like they had to have been a little...
They got a little mad.
But you didn't get, like, in trouble.
No, I didn't get in trouble. It was just wild. Yeah, I don't... That's the only difference I can remember from any of the parties was who peed.
Yeah, there was some peeing situations. There was also a situation with, like, a broken glass. Someone, like, broke a glass and was pissed. It was just, like, towards the end of the night when nothing good is going to come out if people are still awake and drinking at that time. But, and there was also a lot of drama between, like, girls, I remember. Like, there was a lot of tea at the parties, but I was always vibing out. But we partied so hard, and they were the best parties ever.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had as much fun as I had right then.
No, that was those two parties. Except maybe Lily's. Yeah, Lily would have good times too. But her parties were always like confined, like to like our normal friend group. But most parties I've been to, like DJ BJ is what we're gonna call him when we discuss him. His parties were a bunch of randos, but they like weren't fun because it was just like too much. But yours was, like, the perfect amount of, like, crazy. And there were only two of them, and they were a year apart. And everyone was, like, that was lit. Yeah, and it was just true. So funny because it was, like, you.
Yeah,
you
never
party or, like, do anything crazy like that. So we were, like, that's amazing.
I don't know how they got into me. You just broke through.
That's usually what we do. There's this guy from our high school. His name's DJ BJ. You know who I'm talking about if you went to our high school. He was rich, he was loaded. And he had this huge mansion that was his cabin, but it was probably like 35 minutes away from where we live. And he would throw parties there basically to make friends because he was kind of a dick.
Yep.
He like used his money and whatever to like get people to like him. And obviously everyone would go to their parties. Like it was in a huge mansion and it was just fun going with your friends. And he had a New Year's party one year, and I couldn't go because I was working. And Sawyer was going to go with, like, our group of guy friends, I think. And DJ BJ was like, no, Sawyer can't come. But everyone else was going. And that didn't sit right with me, so I was fucking pissed. I hate DJ BJ ever since. And when Sawyer had the party, we're like, anyone can come except DJ BJ. Because fuck that guy. And I still can't stand him. I don't even know where he is or what he's doing, but I'm sure he's still doing the same shit.
I think he's in, like, Arizona or something.
That's fitting for his personality.
Yeah. It was awful. I felt pretty bad.
Yeah, that's just so fucking
bad. But I got vengeance. Even as one of his best buddies left his party and came to mine.
Yeah. So, fuck you, DJ BJ.
I got my satisfaction out of him.
Yeah.
I'd shake his hand nowadays.
I'd push him over. I could probably beat him up.
I don't think. No, he was a gymnast. He had pretty big arms.
A small one. Whatever. Okay, so if you are rude and don't follow me on TikTok, you wouldn't have seen the TikTok I made. It was like just a story time, basically, in like a weird TikTok trend form. And I was just going to recap the story on here, and then we can both kind of talk about it because it's funny now. But basically, I dated Sawyer's brother for a couple years at the beginning of high school, his older brother. And we were probably dating for a year, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. I can't remember that well. And then Sawyer got a girlfriend, too.
Yeah, first one ever.
And she's like a close family friend with them, or their family friend. So they like have known each other for a while. But her and Sawyer kindled a little flame. So me and Sawyer were besties, and he had a girlfriend, and I was dating his brother. So weird to say. And at one point in the relationships, Sawyer's girlfriend was sending some not so appropriate photos to my boyfriend, which is Sawyer's
brother,
which just makes it 10 times weirder. So I just made like a funny TikTok about it, being like, I don't know, this is what happened. And then we still continued to date them after that.
Yeah, that's the worst part.
It is weird. Like, I looked back and I was like, oh, what the fuck?
I don't remember how much longer I dated her, but you dated him for a long time after that.
And there were other instances where I like look back and like, that wasn't okay for him to be doing to me. And I was like, oh, it's okay. Everyone makes mistakes. This was like huge.
Yeah. I don't understand.
But that happened. And I really don't have like a good memory of the night. I must have just kind of like blocked it out. But someone texted someone, and someone found out, and then there's fights and drama, and so weird.
I don't think I ever even confronted my brother about it. I kind of just let it pass.
Right, which is so weird, too, because, like, that's fucked up. That was really fucked up. And we were young, and, like, we're over it. Like, it's just kind of funny now. But it was really bizarre. I posted the TikTok, and everyone thought it was funny or whatever, got a few likes. And then his brother, Sawyer's brother, was like, said something about the TikTok to him, and then said, like, you weren't even dating her at that point, which he was.
He was in a little bit of denial, I think.
Yeah, I think he didn't want to admit his wrongdoing there, which is fine, because it's just funny now, but it was so bizarre. And you guys were dating for quite some time.
It was like a 7-month relationship, but I think that happened in like month one or two.
Yeah. So it was still the early stages, but it was still a relationship. And still, even if you weren't like dating, you fucked me over pretty bad. And you're his brother, even if you're like talking to someone, you still don't do that. And he's a little older than us. Like, I don't get why he had to talk to his younger brother's girlfriend. And I just want to know how it went down. I wish I could just, like, go back and ask him and be like, hey, so, like, how did that happen?
I think it's better not to ask him.
I know, but it would just be funny. Like, I would feel so, like, I wouldn't be able to do that.
I want to ask her POV.
I know. I don't really care about his thing, but I would ask her. She was, like, really apologetic, though.
Yeah, she was. That's like, probably why I just forgave her.
Yeah.
In the first 2 seconds of the conversation.
Yeah. And as we said before, you're kind of like, you can't say no when you're really like empathetic. Yeah, for sure. But it was so weird. Every time I think about that, I'm like, what the fuck?
I get shivers.
It was so bizarre. I wish I remembered it better, or like knew more information on it. We kind of swept it under the rug and we didn't bring it up for a while. But then I think we told Emily.
Yeah.
And Emily would make fun of us for all the time. And that's when we started to like laugh about it, and we can talk about it.
Emily
now
has not let it go.
Emily will never let it go. We'll randomly just be like eating, and she'll be like, so I remember when your girlfriend sent you to your brother. Oh my god. That's an iconic memory. Take me back to those years.
I need to see a flashback so I can see everything.
Yes.
I just have a vague understanding.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. We must have, like, blocked it out and stopped thinking about it. So it, like, deteriorated.
I definitely did. I, like, forgot about it until we told Emily.
Yeah. I don't remember a single detail about it. And I wish I did. Maybe I wrote it down. I usually write everything down. I'm gonna look back and try and find it.
To be honest, I don't remember like anything about that relationship except that I used to go in her basement and play Wii, Just Dance 2, and show up for friends on Rasputin.
I don't remember your relationship with her at all either.
Yeah.
I didn't see her much, but she was always like fun, chill.
Mm-hmm. We reunited at senior ball.
I remember that.
For a picture.
Were you at her school?
No, she was at ours. She was like friends with like the Cyan Pool and Andrew.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I do remember. But I wasn't there for the reunion. It's probably for the better.
Yeah, I think it was.
Just called her and knocked her up. No, I have no hard feelings against her. It's funny. It was very weird, though.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're switching over to a topic that I will never understand. And nobody else is going to understand it either. Sawyer has a lot of fears.
Yep.
And we're not talking phobias of like spiders and snakes.
Nothing normal.
Nothing normal whatsoever. What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear is definitely pickles.
Followed by
ketchup, and then bees. Well, when I say ketchup, I mean all condiments. Condiments are very scary to me. And I don't have any explanation for the condiments, but I do have an explanation for the pickle. So
let's hear it.
I'll go into that one, so at least I sound a little less crazy. Well, when I was younger, I used to when I would do something sassy, I would be punished with a bar of soap in my mouth, which is a pretty normal punishment back in the day.
Yeah.
I remember a lot of people telling me that they had something similar.
I don't think I did, but maybe.
But my mom found out that I didn't like the taste of pickles, and it was just, you know, I just didn't like them, so I wouldn't eat them. My mom replaced the bar of soap with pickles when she would wash my mouth out with something when I was sassy. And from then on, I was a pretty, like a goody two-shoes kid.
You still are.
So that is why I'm afraid of the pickles.
Did you like the taste of the soap? Like it wasn't doing the job? Or like,
I don't know.
She just was like, let's torture him a little bit more.
Yeah, I don't understand the reasoning.
For the switchover? I feel like soap's bad enough.
Yeah, I would have been fine with soap. But
he does fear pickles. Horribly.
Yep.
Like if they're put on a sandwich, he will throw a fit.
I broke my glasses because Chick-fil-A gave me pickles one day and they told me they didn't.
Yeah, they always
I vomited out the side of the car window, and then me like hurling towards the window was the action that caused my glasses to fall off and they got ran over.
That is such a Sawyer thing. I love pickles personally. I probably eat them every single
day. You're a lunatic.
I had them for lunch and dinner.
Yeah, I have a very long list of fears.
Yeah.
I can't even name them all. They go something like pickles, condiments, bees, the ocean, the KKK.
Oh, Sawyer has a huge fear of the KKK.
Yep.
You know Sawyer's white, so it's not like...
Yeah, it's not a race thing.
It's not a race thing. He's like really scared of their cloaks that they wear.
Yeah.
Which it's really frightening. It's a horrible thing, too. And I understand why people are scared of them, but he's, like, really, really scared of just their appearance. It is scary. It would freak me out if I saw it. But Sawyer is, like, a new level of fear.
Yeah, we were going deer shining up at the cabin one time, and there was a fire in the middle of a field, and we shined a light on it, and there was, like, people in very similar cloaks.
Ew.
In that circle. I was with, like... my family and then like Marie's family.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a family we're close to. We do everything together.
Yeah.
So that really got me scared.
Ew.
Because I didn't know what the KKK even was until someone told me after that.
Yeah.
We're not even sure it was them, but that's definitely.
Kind of a little sus. I don't know any other like group that would be doing things like that. Maybe witches? I don't know. But that one's a little understandable. So is... bees. I'm allergic to bees, but I'm not really scared of them. I just got a bee tattoo.
It's cute.
Thank you. And I'm scared of the ocean as well. I won't really go in it.
Mm-hmm. I've seen too many shark movies.
Yeah, one of my biggest fears, sharks. I'm really scared of sharks. Even when I'm like swimming in your pool, I like think to myself, I'm like, there could be a shark in here.
The idea of freshwater sharks is really scary to me.
I know. I tell people that all the time, and every year they get closer and closer up the Mississippi River to Lake Michigan. They find them in Lake Michigan every once in a while. Bull sharks, the most aggressive shark.
Yeah, that. All the Great Lakes, I just stay away from.
You don't go on them at all?
I try not to. I mean, I've only ever been in
Lake Michigan.
I've been in Michigan. Is that the one up in
Door County? Yeah.
Yeah, really cold one.
Yeah, it's fucking freezing. I think the coldest lake is Lake Superior. I've been in that, and I've been in Lake Erie.
You got a long list of Great Lakes.
I know, but I don't like go in really. Mm-hmm. I like put my toes in. I don't really like the water at all. I'm also scared of big fish biting my toes off. Like when we go tubing, I'm very good at tubing because I refuse to fall off. And when I do, I'm upset.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. I'm scared of sharks.
Sharks are scary.
They're so scary.
They tell me that you have a better chance of getting struck by lightning than getting bit by a shark, but I just don't believe that.
No.
That's a fake
with
stat.
With my luck, I get bit by a shark. I will be the idiot at the beach who's getting dragged under. Mm-hmm. Bethany Hamilton style.
I don't know her.
The girl who lost her arm, Soul Surfer.
I've never seen Soul Surfer.
Yes, you have.
Nuh-uh.
That's totally your kind of movie. You've never seen Soul Surfer?
I've seen Dolphin Tale.
No, that doesn't count. Soul Surfer, it's on Netflix now. I just watched it not that long ago, maybe like a month ago. She loses her arm. She's a surfer girl in Hawaii. It's a true story. And a shark gnaws her whole arm off. And then it's like a fun story about how she learns how to surf again with one arm. It's literally amazing.
I don't think I'm going to be watching that.
Why? You would love it.
No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Why would I love that?
Because it's a movie you'd love.
Do you have a reason?
Because you love like fun, family, sappy movies.
Okay, that's true.
And that's what that is. Emily loves Soul Surfer too, I'm pretty sure.
But she got her arm bit off. I don't want to watch somebody get that
arm like
bit
off.
It's
like one scene, and you don't even see it getting ripped off.
Fine. Maybe I'll check it out one of these days.
Watch it with your like siblings or something.
We don't do that.
Maybe even Sam would. I don't know.
Sam would.
She'd watch a movie with you for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Gunnar wouldn't.
Well, could be playing COD.
Yeah, he's always downstairs being suspicious. Sawyer doesn't like my choice in movies.
Well, you hate all the movies I like.
Nobody likes my choice in movies except Emily. We make Sawyer. I talked about these movies on my podcast. I don't remember which one it was. It's in the title, though, like weird movies. And we make Sawyer watch them, and he hates anything scary. I took him to a haunted house once. It was horrible.
Yeah.
Any movie he like won't watch if it's scary. You saw It.
Yeah.
You could do It, and we showed you Tusk and Creep, and he didn't like those.
No.
Understand.
Creep was way better than Tusk. Tusk haunts me every day of my life.
Yeah, Tusk is more disturbing. Creep is just kind of like weird, and it's kind of funny. You have to admit it's kind of funny.
I wish I was kidding when I say that. I think about it way too often.
Really? I think about it a lot too, but I love it.
I always see him. I see Wallace.
Wallace the walrus. Mr. Tusk. I call Sawyer Mr. Tusk and my dog Mr. Tusk.
Yeah, me and your dog get a lot of the same nicknames.
Yeah, I always call my dog weird names, and I call Sawyer the same one. Sawyer's name in my phone is Stink Fat. And that's what I call my dog as well.
You call me Stinky Man.
Stinky Man. What else? There's so many I can't even think.
Embarrassing names.
I know, but it's part of our relationship.
If you said them in public, I'd probably just swat you.
Stink Fat, come over here. We haven't been in public together for a long time.
I don't think I've ever seen you in person with a mask on because we've
right,
never gone
we're
in public.
Always, oh yeah, we've never even like gone to a store together.
Mm-hmm. Since the COVID.
Yeah. We don't really see each other anyway because I'm at school.
Yeah.
And you're working like a maniac, man. What do you do at work? People ask me sometimes. Like, and you work at Menards, but I don't know what you do.
I'm in the back room, the receiving department, where we get the trucks in and we...
That's what I thought you
did. Have to get all the stuff off and we sort it into departments.
Mm-hmm.
And then deliver it to those departments.
Last time I was in Green Bay, I had Mike with me and we were going to go to Sawyer's to hang out with him, but he had to work first. And Mike's like, oh, we should go to Menards and like spy on Sawyer. And I was like, I know, I always want to, but I'm pretty sure he works like in the back and is unhauling stuff.
I do. So we wouldn't only out in the open like for an eighth of the day. Only when I'm like bringing stuff out to people.
Ugh. That would be so funny. I would literally do that every week. I would like come and like watch you and like hide until you saw me. That would be so funny.
That would be horrible.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
I'd be scared. I'd add another list. Another fear to my list.
Me scaring you
at
work. Okay, now we're gonna share one of my favorite stories ever. And it has to do with a Facebook account. Sawyer's, in fact.
Yeah, it's mine.
How did you find out about this incident?
Well, I think I was like in sophomore year of high school. I hadn't used my Facebook account in like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But I was in study hall with Emily, actually. And she like told me to do something on Facebook. So I tried to log in.
Mm-hmm.
And I used my phone number to log in. And so there's no way that, like, my email could have been hacked. It's literally my phone number.
Yeah.
And so I type in my phone number and my password. And then all of a sudden it says, welcome back, Cameron. And I was like, Cameron? Who the F is Cameron? And so I go onto my profile. And I see that my account has been changed to a Cameron Boyce fan account. Cameron Boyce, the actor in popular Disney TV series Jesse. What he was most known for. He also went on to do like Descendants and stuff.
And this was a long time ago, like 5 or 6 years ago. So this was before he passed away.
Yeah.
I just want to preface that. We're not like making light of him dying or anything. That was tragic. But so his profile picture was Cameron.
Yep.
What else was changed on it? Like the bio or the...
The bio, I think, was empty. And I had, like, one post saying, like, hey, guys, Cameron Boyce here, or something like that. And that was, it was, like, a brand new account.
Yeah, there was nothing on it. Like, all of his previous stuff was gone.
Yeah.
And it was signed up with his phone number. So it was definitely his account. He didn't make, like, a Cameron Boyce fan page. He just logged in it, and it got hacked, I guess.
Yeah, it literally just, it's so bizarre.
To be Cameron Boyce. And it's still that to this day. Like, you can find it. And whenever I go on Facebook and I have to, like, share something with Sawyer, I have to type in Cameron Boyce. And every once in a while, he would, like, message me on it. It's just the most random thing.
Yeah, when I first had it, I had, like, so many friend requests. People all thought that I was really Cameron Boyce. I had, like, 1,000 or something. And people would, like, message me. Like, is this the real Cameron? And before he passed on, I used to respond to them messing with people.
Yeah.
Like, yep, it's really me. Just dumb stuff like that.
Yeah, you can't really, like, use it anymore.
Yeah, I can't public post on it.
It would be sad, but it was just so random. I wish I was with you guys when that happened. I can just imagine Emily laughing so hard. We should do a podcast, me, you, and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
That would be so fun.
I need to see you and Emily first.
I know. Me and I was going to ask Emily to do it in like the week of Christmas or whatever, because we'll both be home.
You guys are so funny together.
I know. We have so many stories too. Me and her have been friends since first grade. It's been so long.
I like seeing the old pictures of you and her.
We were fugly. We've been through it all together. But after that, maybe like sometime in January, us three can all do one together. That would be amazing. If you didn't catch throughout this podcast that Sawyer does not swear. He's sworn five times in his life.
They were all justified.
Once because his iPad was left out in the rain.
iPod.
How old were you when that happened?
That was in sixth grade. with Jamie Spangler.
Oh, Jamie. I love him. And another instance was when you got in a car accident.
Yep. With my younger brother on the way to school.
It was a little fender bender, wasn't it?
No.
Oh.
Some lady pulled out in front of me in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
In a roundabout.
Mm-hmm.
And I just couldn't stop, so I just T-boned her, destroyed her whole vehicle.
Oh, what?
Yeah. My vehicle was really fine, but hers got messed up.
Honking truck.
Yeah, well, she just, I think she couldn't stop, so yeah. I don't think it was really her fault.
I've had issues with these roundabouts.
But she had to pay for everything, so.
Oh, my God, I didn't know it was that bad. So you swore then, and then you swore another two times when we forced it upon you. We made you say, pussy.
Yeah.
Because we're just rude, and he gives into peer pressure. Once he was drunk, though.
Yeah, one time you were just taking advantage of me.
Yeah. But that's what we do. Is that the only times you have another?
No, that was it. With you.
So four times.
I said the P word once at the waterfall place.
Yeah.
And then once at my house.
At the party that we were talking about. See, that party is full of memories. But yeah, he doesn't swear. We all swear like crazy. I don't get it. How you don't? Why don't you? Just because.
I just don't like the sound of the words. I do regret not being able to swear, though. Because sometimes I feel like I would be. Yeah, I feel like my punchlines would be hitting.
Yeah, but they always do hit also because it's just like funny because you're not swearing. Mm.
Yeah, sometimes I get pity laughs just because I don't swear.
Yeah.
But if I could say the S word instead of, oh, you're such a piece of poop.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't sound intimidating. It's not funny. But.
Right. I wish I didn't swear as much as I do, but.
Why?
It's a bad habit. And I always drop words around like kids and I don't realize it. But it's part of my sparkle.
They've all heard them before.
Right. I'm not going to influence them to become a serial killer because they heard me say, like, bitch ho.
That's a good example.
Thank you.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
Thank you for listening to my podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Well, this is the end of our beautiful moment together. We probably could have talked about 100 more things if we could think of more ideas. I'm sure you'll be back soon.
Mm-hmm. We're just blanking.
We're besties. We will be for the resties.
Don't talk like that.
I think I'm a rapper sometimes, but I hope you guys enjoyed listening to us. I'm sure you already know Sawyer because you know me, and we're a duo, as I said earlier.
You date one of us, you date both of us.
Right. And usually our significant others don't like that.
Yeah. Mike is a breakthrough.
Mike is a breakthrough. Mike doesn't care.
Even my own brother didn't like me for a little while.
Right. Oh, Mike tries to make out with both of us. It's a little awkward,
no,
but
I just let it happen.
I know. Like, we can't say no. That would make it awkward, so we just go with it. We let him do what he has to do to feel comfortable, because that's what we want.
I can't wait for Mike to hear that part.
I get an angry phone call.
We're going to hear Emily chop in the back.
He's like punching his bedroom wall. I don't make out with somebody. No, he's not like that at all. But that would be funny. But yeah, he has a breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
He does like you. He doesn't mind that I'm alone in my house with you right now.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
And we could be butt naked. You guys don't know because we're on a podcast. There's no.
Well, we have socks on.
We do have socks on. We'll never take our socks off.
Oh, God, Mike's going to punch me.
It's fine, but thank you so much for joining me.
And me.
I was saying that to you.
Oh, okay. I'm all caught up.
But yeah, thanks for joining us and listening to us ramble about our
relationship. And me. Sorry. <Stop. laughs>
Okay, well, I hope you all have a very hot and sexy night. Do you want to plug your Instagram or anything?
Nope.
No.
I don't use it.
Okay. Well, you'll be able to find him if you want. It's not that
SIWYRDECLEEN.
Exactly. Okay. Goodbye.
Find me on Facebook.
Camera Boys.